Cultivating peace and resilience. I was inspired by some mystics that were sharing, and also out of Duke University, some of the highest psychology. And what inspired me about it, I mean, both of those words were needed. We've been in a pandemic. The need for resilience and peace is not going to go away. And what they found is that most people aren't that good at it, at the resonance of thriving in a difficult situation, of rising above a difficult situation. And what really inspired me to share was that I disagreed with the highest psychology out of Duke University. And it's also the teaching prayer, so I'm going to maybe step on some toes here, of the 12-step program. Help me to know the difference between what I can change and not change. And what I found over 40 years of inner practice and work in psychology, spirituality, grief work, relationship practice, is that we can change everything. Everything. Not in the timing I want it to change, but everything will improve if we're making an inner effort. And what I found is that I've collected over time, that I've shared with students at an advanced level, and that I wanted to share at a foundation level, with some really good tools that's simply done. For example, working with boundaries, simple breathing practices, simple gratitude practices, but that they're done a little bit different. They give us juice. They give us life force. They give us the uplift so that we can really thrive and really have our best life. If I was quoting like a million bloggers, I have had my deepest, most sincere, sweet time that I've ever had in my life during the pandemic, with sincere seekers, creating love, creating prayer, thriving, creating a condition for peace. So I would invite people that are maybe on the front line, that have their hearts open, that are in service to others or care about others, mothers, fathers, professionals, that would like a simple support system to begin to direct their energy correctly, from their heart, from their core, in a way that does not diminish their life force by the outer experiences that we're all going through in a planet, in countries in crisis. We have to know a way to be able to digest and transcend so that we can be part of the antidote and not be hurt or wounded by what's happening in our life, not be reactive, but responsive. So I found so much value in it, and actually so much hope. And the last time I taught it, one of the gentlemen said, he was the manager of a business, he said, the last part you shared about that we are not at the mercy of what's happening outside, ever, ever. And that this has been proven again and again in physics, the observer effect. What you believe is what you'll create or happen. So do that for our world, ourselves. But many more things I share, and you know, one of them really being that it does change how we change ourselves. We see the world not as it is, but as we are, and we don't understand the power of changing myself. I change my environment, and it gets wider and wider. So my neighbors were very difficult when I first moved here, and that has completely transformed. It took more than 10 years of inner practice and sending certain dedications to them, but it worked. How many of you want this kind of inner power and inner guidance to be able to really thrive in a difficult time and be able to help the people around you thrive?